And another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim, glad to be your hosts on this local radio station. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in Cherry County, Nebraska. Right smack in north central Nebraska, 9 miles from the South Dakota border is where Valentine is at. Lots of things to do yet this fall. When the weather's nice, you're going to still want to get a trip down the Niobrara River and see the fall colors change. Maybe it's a fall hunting trip. Find out more about all of these and more activities. Visit valentine.com.
And you might still be in the hayfield. You might be talking about weaning. Whatever the case may be, Tri-State Livestock News is a source of incredible information and resources for you. Make sure you stay abreast of what's going on. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Go to tsln.com. It's what ranchers read.
Well, Kim, what are you going to start the program with today?
Well, this came up at the top of my batch here. It's called Take the Time to Waltz. This world is just a ballroom where we all must learn to dance, to keep time with the music and dare to take a chance. Sometimes it's like a hoedown where the color gives direction and tells us just which way to move while we all strive for perfection. Sometimes it's like a mosh pit where chaos is the king. Sometimes it's like a line dance where we're like puppets on a string. Oft times, my friend, we spin and twirl till we need smelling salts. That's when we need to slow down and take the time to waltz. To face someone we care about and look them in the eye. To open up our heart to them and make them laugh or cry. To tell them that we love them and that our world's a better place, because to have a friend like them would put a smile on any face. Help them try out a new step or keep a different beat. Learn to hum the tunes out loud and keep time with their feet. So dance through this life, my friends, even though it has its faults. And when the music gets too wild, hey, slow it down and waltz. Chris Isaacs from 2019.
Something today that I have, how to get a quick response from police from your friend, LaVon Weishattle, up in Oneida country.
Pier now.
Pier. Oh, that's right.
Yep. Yep.
George Phillips of Meridian, Mississippi, was going up to bed when his wife told him that he'd left the light on in the garden shed, which he could see from the bedroom window. George opened the back door to go turn off the light, but saw that there were people in the shed stealing things. He phoned the police, and he was asked, "Is someone in your house?" And he said, "No." Then he was told that all patrols were busy and that he should simply lock his door and an officer would be along when available. George said, "Okay," hung up, counted to 30, and phoned the police again. "Hello. I just called you a few seconds ago because there were people in my shed. Well, you don't have to worry about them now because I just shot them all." And then he hung up. Within 5 minutes, 3 police cars, an armed response unit, and an ambulance showed up at the Phillips residence and caught the burglars red-handed. One of the policemen said to George, "I thought you said that you'd shot them." George said, "I thought you said there was nobody available."
Here's another one from LaVon. It was entertainment night at the senior center. Claude, the hypnotist, exclaimed, "I'm here to put you into a trance. I intend to hypnotize each and every member of the audience." The excitement was almost electric as Claude withdrew a beautiful antique pocket watch from his coat. "I want you each to keep your eye on this antique watch. It's a very special watch. It's been in my family for 6 generations. He began to swing the watch gently back and forth while quietly chanting, "Watch the watch, watch the watch, watch the watch." The crowd became mesmerized as the watch swayed back and forth, light gleaming off its polished surface. Hundreds of pairs of eyes followed the swaying watch until suddenly it slipped from the hypnotist's fingers and fell to the floor, shattering into 100 pieces. "Oh, crap," said the hypnotist. It took 3 days to clean things up at the senior center.
I can't go on after that. LaVon gave that to you?
Yep, she did indeed.
LaVon, you're a bad influence. Anyway, if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, be sure to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. I'll go through it and make sure that it's okay to use on one of the future editions of The Good Stuff.